Namesake by Adrian Young is an epic conclusion to the Fable duology. After completing Fable, I was so excited to read another book in the series. However, I was totally heartbroken to know this would just be a two-novel series. After reading the first chapter of The Namesake, it was obvious to me that I should just shut my thoughts and allow Adrian to communicate. Mainly because the bombs were dropped from the earliest starting point and kept dropping right until the absolute last page. Namesake was a masterpiece. Adrian Young takes readers on an adventure with her bold characters and vivid depictions from the deep blue oceans, to ship deck balls and rowdy pubs. Halfway through the novel and all I can think is holy mother of an epic unexpected twist. I've seen individuals say books can be impactful, but truly, Namesake showed me how much. This was an emotionally heartbreaking story of treachery, love, friendship, revelations, and family. The revelations inside Namesake stunned me with the depth of feeling, and I am not afraid to admit the ending made me cry. I liked Fable in the first novel, and I love that readers get the chance to see her growing up in Namesake. Venturing into adulthood for Fable means accepting there is a whole other world to life than survival. To cruise the waters of the Narrow, she may need to sacrifice the very things she is presently starting to understand are important. Like family, friends, and trust. Fable has consistently been a lonely and emotionally distant, and to see her finally at the verge of happiness, just have it brutally torn away was unbearable. One subject repeated all through the novel is that of family. I love that Namesake pushed the veil of family past the blood relations to something more extravagant and more profound and vastly more wonderful. Families come on to whole shapes and sizes, as evidenced by the different iterations and portrayals all through the novel, from crewmates to lovers, old friends from past, and even surprise relations. As The Namesake by Adrian Young progresses and things are brought to focus, as Fable learns the truth about herself and her past, she can no longer fault the wrongs previously committed to her. It is genuinely enjoyable read.
Thanks for listening this book review podcast. If you like this review, don't forget to follow, so that you do not miss any of our future podcast. Also show us your love by sharing it with your friends and family.